Yun.
Hello.
I haven't met in so long that I suspect this might be a very small group.
And we don't have anything specific on the agenda today, do we?
No, but actually it's great that you're here, even if it's just you and me, because I was actually hoping to check in with you on something that I don't understand about where we landed with the search tips. And Laura's here too. Actually, maybe we're gonna get exactly the people that we need. That would be so great. Hey folks.
Hey.
All right, we are starting to get people here. I'll go ahead and share my screen. Thanks so much for making the time to meet. We haven't met in a while, so I just wanted to make sure that we met at least once this month. Because next week is canceled due to calendar calming. And I'm sure we'll have conflicts in March or whatever. But let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing that I have on here is upcoming sessions. We do actually have a session that I think I have locked in for March 4th, which is our next meeting. So Jennifer Eustace wanted to talk about record deletion. Seems like a great idea to me. So I'll coordinate with her and make sure that that happens. And then everything else is open so we can come back to these topics or add whatever we would like. Anyone have any topics they want on here at this time while I have this open? Okay, awesome. The second thing on here is a bit of a bummer. I'm going to have to step down as our convener. Yeah, it's a bummer. So I am hoping to step down by the end of March. So I will post on Slack and try to find us a new convener. But if I can't, then we're gonna have to decide what we want to do as a SIG. Okay. Any questions about that? Okay. Awesome. Okay, so the only thing that I really wanted to take care of today was I wanted to look at some of the stuff that we've been monitoring and that we have as sort of like ongoing work. Well, my notes got lost somewhere in here.
Hey,
Oh
Tara,
no. What's up?
I have an announcement.
You
Because
do?
there was announcements, I just wanted to throw
Oh.
out a little
No
announcement.
one ever says anything, so I just kept rolling. What you got?
I was waiting for you to say, does anyone have any announcements? Mobius is now officially running Sunflower Service Pack 5.
Nice. Woohoo.
We attempted to update back in December, and it was a rather tumultuous experience and had to roll back to Ramson's. Our libraries lost about 24 hours worth of work, making them very
Oh,
unhappy. In the last 2 months, we have had nearly daily meetings with EBSCO, and we did another 2 week dry run and lots of testing and all the rest. And we actually updated overnight Saturday into Sunday, and then the central office staff came in Sunday and we tested Sunflower again to make sure everything was good. And we have had minimal problems. It has been a remarkably smooth update this week. So smooth that I can't feel like I can trust it. But yeah, it's gone really, I mean, so far so good with Sunflower SP5.
that is
Awesome.
awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, I
Thanks.
spelled it wrong. Sorry. Did you see me like try four different
Yeah,
times?
yeah, yeah. It's
Yep.
an acronym, believe it or not. It's
Oh,
the
Missouri
Missouri
something?
Bibliographic Information User System. I think I'm the
Oh.
only person in the country who still remembers that.
Well, but how is Mobius spelled like Mobius strip? Like,
It's
that's with an
MO,
E.
I think it's an MOE.
Okay, so I was right about one spelling of
Yeah,
Mobius.
and MOE
Thanks.
is also the name of an artist that does like fantasy art.
I knew that actually, like
Yeah.
comic books or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like fantasy art from the 70s and stuff. If you remember the periodical Heavy Metal, they featured a lot of his work.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I know more
Thanks.
and more libraries are sort of getting there. I actually don't know how many EBSCO libraries are in Sunflower, but I know a lot of people are moving there. At Index Data, we have folks moving on to Sunflower on Okapi right now. And I know that there are others who have made it there as well, like Tamu. So it's kind of cool that we're all finally seeing the
Yeah, we're on
sunlight.
the Eureka now. So, I mean,
Yeah.
the biggest change is the how permissions are done, based on
Yeah.
roles and capabilities rather than individual permissions and permission sets. But it's conceptually the same thing. It just works
Right.
differently.
Yeah.
So if any of you folks have questions about Sunflower and you want like a boots on the ground opinion, please feel free to reach out. Yeah, you know what, Owen, I think you're right about the spelling for the strip.
Right. I don't, can I even make that letter on my keyboard? I can, actually. Haha.
Huh.
Okay. These are the important things we talk about during housekeeping and announcement. Awesome that Cornell is also on Flower on Sunflower. I didn't know you were not yet on CSP5, but that came out like last week, week
It
before
was
last, month
last week
before.
because I'm like, when can we have it? When can we have it? Because I want version
Yeah.
history. I'm so excited
Yeah.
about version history.
Yeah, we actually got CSP 5 on prod before we got it on staging. Like, we got an email this week that our staging server had been updated to CSP 5, and we were all very confused for about 30 seconds.
Yikes. Well, I'm glad that it all worked out. It's
Yeah,
always
thanks. Thanks. Yeah.
scary to try an untested CSP, at least. Well, that is awesome. I'm so glad that Mobius is on Sunflower. Any other announcements before I barge ahead as I was intending to do? Okay. Sounds good. All right. So there's just three things that I have on my list that we have been monitoring. And I'm so sorry I don't have many updates about these. I've been so sick. But the first is checking in on our really cool thing that we did last year, which was showing the search tips. And Owen, this is why I was so glad that you were here, because I'm hoping maybe you know what I couldn't track down. I can see that the ticket is closed. I absolutely lost track of this. And it feels like the next thing that happens is that this is implemented in the individual apps, and I'm just not sure like where that is Jira wise or with the product owners. Do you happen to know off the top of your head? Otherwise, I can go search from there.
I think what needs to happen next is we need an implementation from Stripes of the general component that then individual apps can implement themselves. So I think we'll need a new Jira for Zach or John Coburn to be able to pick up. But we could probably clarify that with them in the channel. It's been on my radar on and off, and I keep forgetting to do anything about it. But I have been meaning to try and do something about it.
Yeah, one of those years, surely. Okay, all right. So the next thing that needs to happen is we need to post on our channel and bring in Zach and John and figure out what the next Jira ticket is. And then after that, we can hopefully get this implemented, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Glad I got all of that. Okay, so that's where we are with this. Not forgotten, not dropped, just slightly slower than we would have liked. Next, we have the issue that we did sort of a blast of testing on last year. Again, I'm so sorry I let this drop. The next thing that needs to happen with the keyboard navigation issues is that I need to check in with Kalila about how these issues actually need to be submitted, and then we just need to submit the issues. So that should be pretty straightforward. The analysis is all done. Next is just a bunch of monkeying with Jira, probably. So, any questions on that one? Oh, or divergent interpretations?
No, I was just going to say, well, I did actually get some of the ones done in agreements, so
Awesome.
we have made progress. Where I was able to just have an easy implementation, those have been fixed.
Right. And I have a DM going with, I think, you and Kalila Owen about how specifically to get these submitted, because we had checked with Kalila and her preference was different from what I thought. And that's where we kind of stalled out over the winter. Okay, so we'll get back to that as well. And then the third thing that I'm kind of keeping an eye on is what's going on with item state. And Laura is here today. The last thing that I saw on this is that you are collecting pain points. And I think that Tom is also involved in this. Is there anything that you want to say about this? Is this just for people to add pain points at?
This is just for people to add pain points. Tom and I have been very distracted by, we are onboarding another library onto our instance of Folio.
Perfect.
And Tom is leading that, and I'm very involved also. So I will be honest, we have pretty much done nothing on item states other than me creating this page saying, "Doc, your pain points here." But I was just thinking that I will ask Tom if he'd be interested in spinning something up for WolfCon that would force us to make sure we get all the feedback in advance of WolfCon so we could do something meaningful about thinking about what we could, how we could move forward.
That seems similar to what you said, if not exactly what you said. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I know in implementers as well, we're also starting to think about WolfCon presentations and trying to peg work that we know that we really want to get done but keep procrastinating on to WolfCon presentations so that we have to do it. So I think this is a pretty common strategy across the Folio community. At some point, we should also think about what WolfCon presentations the SIG wants to submit. I will most likely not be at WolfCon, so there's going to be someone who has to run those. But we can talk about that at a later date. It's nice for us to have a check-in there. I think that's been really valuable in the past, so we should at least submit that. And then if we have anything cool to show by then, that would be awesome too. The deadline's so early though that it's kind of hard to like commit to stuff at this point.
I do think this SIG more than others benefits from having prominent programming at WolfCon because app interaction affects everybody.
That's true. And it's hard to get people like
Agreed. And most people can't commit the time to coming to these meetings regularly, but people in the community, the rest of the community really do need and want to be aware of a lot of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be at WolfCon.
It's at a killer destination, so Prague's
Yeah.
supposed to be real cool. I know lots of people are excited to go.
I mean, I think the very least that we could do is just talk about what we've been talking about. You would talk about the search tips, talk about search tips, talk about deletion behavior if we actually get into deletion behavior, et cetera. I will not be at WolfCon. They are not going to fly me to Prague. I will not be at anything this year, actually. I won't be at EBSCO User Group this year either, but I am around.
I think it's a rough time for conferences in the US, but hopefully our European colleagues and folks that are a little bit closer have an easier time than they did getting to Kansas City, which was absolutely a no-go for
I
all of them
mean,
last year.
Kansas City was great for me, because I'm,
Yeah.
of course,
Yeah.
but there's five of us on the project in the office, and so we only have the travel budget for a few, so we rotate.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. So, for those of us who joined us a little bit later, I will just say again, I'm pretty sure I locked this in. She reacted as though this was a positive, and I heard what I wanted from her thumbs up. So, I will double check with Jennifer that the fourth is okay for talking about record deletion. And then I think this is still within the deadline, probably. Maybe we can take some time to talk about WolfCon and other goals on the ninth, if we end up meeting that day. Anything else that we should talk about today? All right. Well, if there's nothing else for us to talk about, I will thank you for this very quick check-in. Super helpful for me. So thanks for your time and have a great rest of your Wednesday. Okay. I'll see you later.
All
Bye.
right.
Thanks
Bye,
all.
everyone. Thank you.
Bye.